we've initiated a Frying Pan Valley economic study, which will involve surveying of anglers and boaters on the lower Frying Pan River and on Rudai Reservoir to determine spending patterns and really what the economic value of the Frying Pan River and Rudai is to Basalt and the surrounding towns within the valley.
What are you trying to evaluate, I mean, beyond the obvious economic impacts?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. Last year, we got a lot of anecdotal concerns about the lack of insects hatching on the Frying Pan, the low winter flows, the amount of ice, and really it sparked a need for a biological assessment of the Frying Pan. And Roaring Fork Conservancy had conducted a very similar economic survey in 2002 and 2003. And as we were developing the biological component of the study, many people, including town officials, town of Basalt officials, thought it would be a good idea to resurrect the economic survey as well, too. So we developed a comprehensive Frying Pan study to where we're looking at biological factors like insects, American dippers, which are excellent indicator species of the health of the river, and a growing concern is an algae known as Didymo, or more commonly known as rock snot. And then the complementing economic survey was to see really how much the river and the reservoir directly impact the economy of Basalt and the surrounding area. And the previous study of the Frying Pan Valley's recreational activity showed that it contributed an estimated $1.8 million annually in total economic output to Basalt's economy. And that, not surprisingly, is one of the most searched for figures and reports on Roaring Fork Conservancy's website to date. We're still using that figure to show the economic importance of the river and the reservoir to the town and the surrounding area, but we're using 10 or at this point 12, almost 12-year-old data to justify that. So it was time, if we decided that we were putting a lot of resources into the Frying Pan, and it would be a natural to resurrect that study and do it a decade later to see just how valuable that river and reservoir are to the economy of Basalt and the surrounding area.
The study says that it'll run this year and then into next year. And you said that this basically relies on a survey of fishermen and boaters. It seems like a rather long time period, almost a two-year study. Is that sort of the normal study that's undertaken, like that kind of length?
Science takes time, and it's hard for us to just get a snapshot and figure out either what's wrong with the river in terms of the biological assessment or to really be able to capture the seasonality of angling and boating on the reservoir and the river. And so it's important for us to look at an appropriate time period to determine whether or not either biological factors are improving, possibly based on improved flow conditions. So a higher river level means insects and fish are in better health and have more available habitat, or an appropriate spring flushing flow would help to scrub and scour some of that invasive algae, that rock snot, and mobilize it and get it out. But also looking at the seasonality is very important. Fly fishing on the Frying Pan is a year-round activity, even in the depths of winter, and at certain times of the year, the fishing is not only quite good, but quite popular up there. One of the things that the Frying Pan boasts is that it is fishable all year, and so during times of runoff and high muddy water, folks are still able to come to the Frying Pan and fish. So we actually see a lot of anglers here when you don't see anglers on any other stream because it's too high and too muddy to wade or float and fish successfully.
What can you learn from the previous study in terms of setting up parameters? Will you sort of follow the same model, or will this be a completely new model?
In terms of the economic portion specifically?
You said that there was a study that was done like 12-odd years ago, and I was wondering if you were basically duplicating the same study to sort of see where the changes are, or will there be tweaks, differences?
No, I think it'll be quite different. We did partner with CSU in the previous economic study, but now we really have two economic professors as well as a research economist and other resources from CSU. So we spent a lot of time really evaluating the old survey and updating it, not only via technology, so instead of handing people a piece of paper and a self-addressed stamped envelope, we'll be using iPads to quickly engage visitors about what brings them here and spending patterns and whatnot. And so I think we've spent considerable time with the professors and the team from CSU really evaluating what are going to be the best questions to ask to tease out that direct spending pattern and how valuable that resource is to this local economy.
When do you expect to actually see final report?
We should see a final report coming out mid to late 2015 after all of the economic analysis has been compiled, and we should have an idea of what that spending pattern or economic impact to the area would be. In terms of the biological information, I think that that may be a little. The biological results should be on the same time frame as well. So by mid to late 2015, we should have a comprehensive compiled study or report on the findings of all of the biological work and of the economic analysis.